It's my principle that it's better to obey the standard specifications as much as possible. That's because it protects the user's assets. Regarding this idea, I have the following thoughts. In Java 5, which has a standard specification called EJB3, it's better to obey the EJB3 specification. CSAR 2 also implements the EJB3 specification. In Java 1.4, which doesn't have the standard specification, it's better to use DI, which has progressed due to less configuration. AOP in EJB3 doesn't supply the automatic registration of aspect, so we can combine EJB3 and AOP in CSAR 2. We don't need to use the weak functions just because they are standard. I don't think there are too many opportunities to use the application we developed using CSAR 2 outside the CSAR 2 environment. Let's focus on the real advantages. EJB3 in CSAR 2 can work even without the application server. JTA and connection pool implementation are supplied. There are some merits for the fact that EJB3 can stand alone.